Yeah, so then we all like basically just like started chatting it up, and they were like, yeah, you want to take like a couple shots with us? And I was like, okay. And like I said, like, I'm really not that big of a drinker, but I didn't want to be a bitch. Like, these were guys I never really met, and I didn't want to be a party pooper at a school I didn't go to. Like, that's just a bad way to, like, you know, fuck up your name. So I think I was probably maybe 3 shots in, and I started to get real fucking woozy, like really woozy. So I sit down on like the couch, and I'm talking to my friend that like I came with, and she's basically like, oh yeah, I gotta go because I gotta take one of her friends that she came with home. And I basically was like telling her, like, I have to throw up, like, I think I'm gonna throw up, like, I really do not like want to like be in a moving car because I have motion sickness. And she was just like, well, you can just fucking stay and like I'll get you an Uber home, and like, or you can just stay and I'll take her home and come back. So I was like, okay, yeah, we'll do that. So she left, and like I stayed with like the guys, and like they were just like talking about like sports and like a whole bunch of bullshit. And then there was like a girl there that was like, she's pretty, and she was like, I think about to go upstairs and hook up with like another guy that was there. So everybody was kind of like, you know, hyping, not hyping it up, but you know how guys gossip, like they're basically like, oh yeah, I'll tear that bitch up, like I'll fuck the shit out of her, like she wouldn't know how to walk after me. And these were white boys that I were around, and I don't know, not to be disrespectful, but I never heard anything about like how spectacular like white men fuck. So I was being a bitch and I was talking shit. I was like, white guys have a terrible dick, like they really don't know how to fuck, like they don't know how to eat pussy, they don't know how to do anything. So Josh was like, oh, you want to bet? Like, we can go upstairs and find out ourselves. So I wasn't drunk, like I was tipsy, like I'm a lightweight, so I get drunk quicker, but I wasn't like trashed, like wasted. So I definitely was coherent and knew what I was doing. I think I just had like more courage because I am shy, but you know, when you're drunk, you got a little bit more like liquid courage. So I was a little bit more like bold to do it. So I was like, okay, we can go upstairs. So we went upstairs, me and Josh. And wait, let me take my panties off. So we went upstairs and he like literally ripped my shirt off and started like sucking my titties. And he was saying how like big my tits was and how like he couldn't wait to fuck them, and how like they were really soft and like how they were really natural. And like a lot of girls that he was with had like big tits, and he was saying how like black girls have like the best tits and the best asses and the best bodies and like shit like that. And so then like I got really horny, and I like pulled his pants down, and I started like, you know, sucking his dick. And he was like moaning and everything. It was crazy. Like, he started moaning, and I think I probably sucked his dick for like maybe like 3 minutes at max. Like, I didn't even do the most. And he came like really hard, and he like grabbed me by my throat and like literally just like jerked all over my face and like came. And like when he was coming, he was calling me a slut, and I really liked that. So I was like, okay. And he was just like, oh, stay right here, I'll be back, I'll get you the bag. So I was like sitting on the bed, face full of fucking cum, looking stupid. And then he was like, oh, well, do you mind? He came back with the rag, excuse me, sorry. And he was just like, oh, well, do you mind if my boy comes? Like, you know, just us two. And I was like, okay. And this is my first time having like 2 white guys at once. So I was like, I was kind of confused because I was just like, well, unless your dick is about to get hard and about to suck your dick again, like, I don't know, you know, like what we're doing necessarily. So he was like,